It's the Morning Gas with J-Rod and Mickey.
Check it out.
It's a good day.
Yeah.
Singing the song.
That's better.
And it's a good day.
It's a good day to be alive in Jackson, Michigan, USA.
You sound awesome.
J-Rod and Mickey in the Morning Gas. It's us, episode 623. It's July 17th. How the heck are you guys?
Much better now that you've made that little correction.
All he did is rob Peter to pay Paul.
That's how life is right now.
And if we had a guest, where would we put him? That's all.
Man. So, yeah, here we are. Good Friday and
yeah,
in the studio because there's broken stuff everywhere. So the other day when I made that comment in the program meeting about astrology and being a Mercury retrograde that breaks communications.
Yeah. There you go. Bunch of stuff.
I mean, I felt like I sucked the sound right out of the room. Everybody looked like I was crazy. Look at our list of broken things out of the blue in the last 10 days. I don't know, huge coincidence, maybe.
And these are major things that we need to do this job. Right. Major things.
I have the microphone. You have to listen to every word I say, unless it's broken and overmodulated.
Right.
Hey, do you got a bug story?
A bug story?
The other day, getting ready for work, got out of the shower, came in the bedroom, and I thought, on the wall, that's the biggest earwig I ever saw. Oh,
I hate those the most, I think.
And it gets better because a couple of days later, I found out it wasn't an earwig.
What do you mean?
It was a centipede. It was a hard-bodied, millipede-looking centipede.
All right, wait a second. I thought I hated those things the most. I hate those things the most.
The millipede night crawlers.
Yuck.
Our question this morning on the Facebook is, if you know, do you have a bug story? Julie said she's excited. Well, my friend Julie, she looks out for the monarch. She makes sure that everybody has milkweed seeds to plant if they want, because that's like prime contributor to monarchs for various different reasons. They lay their eggs on them.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have them to eat and pollinate. And so she said she saw two eggs on milkweeds yesterday, so she's excited about that. But her bug story is when she was a kid swimming.
Yeah.
And a spider started crawling on her.
Oh.
And I couldn't dunk underwater because I was wearing a life preserver.
Oh, no.
My friends were scared of spiders and their kids. And
they're not helping.
They wouldn't brush it off.
Sorry.
Thing was crawling all over my head. Yeah, creepy. I'm trying to think. I mean, there's been a couple of times like sitting in the dark watching TV and you feel something and you look down and something's crawling all over you. I've got a good number of those stories. Or a spider story that I'll never forget. And I'm glad it didn't happen to me. It happened to my friend. He put his foot in his shoe, putting on his socks.
Mm.
And he felt like, hey, my toe is not all the way.
No.
And then a burst, and it was a big spider.
That's why I have shoes. I have outdoor shoes, and they stay outdoors because they get dog crap on them and stuff from doing whatever in the lawn. And every time, I got to shake those things. I never just throw them on.
That's a good idea.
You never know.
I never know.
You never know.
Let's see. Yes, I'm reading this one blind, and it's from Michael J. So,
Michael J. Fox?
No, but sometimes Michael J. contributes in ways.
Okay.
Appreciate his support. I randomly looked down my steps.
Ugh.
At this spider that was jumping around frantically. Seconds later, a type of fly came down and squared up with it, and they fought for a second.
Oh my gosh.
And then the fly picked up the spider and flew it into some tall grass, and I was in awe. I was thinking this must have been a long-awaited beef. The spider must have ate the fly's family, and now the fly went through a dark phase, started drinking.
A mother's revenge on the next lifetime.
Right. Couldn't find the love in this world again. Changed its name to Diablo and sought out revenge.
Diablo the mad fly.
Bug's Life 2 coming out soon.
And this time he means it.
Oh, that's so great.
Imagine that. He's got like a headband on like Rambo or something.
Yeah.
And just...
got
giant,
a knife on
a giant
his
knife.
And that's pretty, he must have really worked through his skills because spiders have eight eyes.
Right.
I don't think he was necessarily creeping up on him, though. It sounds like he had a plan.
He had that Jeff Goldblum in him.
Did you see a couple of those stories here, that have gone viral about elephants and hunters and poachers? There's a story, and it might be somewhat old. Every once in a while, I'll see it go viral again. But it's a true story about an elephant that has killed four people in one family over the course of a small amount of time.
In the same family?
Because that family killed a relation to that elephant.
Elephants never forget.
They're amazing.
Remember that?
Yeah. And they're so amazing. I think, like, the world of elephants and pandas. Not that pandas have this.
Right.
It's a different kind of coolness or whatever about,
well, it's kind of like
mystique.
Yeah.
I don't know if pandas are as smart as elephants. I see them do some dumb stuff. But elephants are really amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And then in the last couple weeks, I think, maybe a month or two, a big known wild game hunter was out doing whatever he did. I think he got the elephant.
Oh.
But when the elephant fell, it fell on the hunter.
Good.
And killed him. And I'll just say, yay for that. Look, there's a time and a place for hunting.
Right.
In my world, right now, it's to supply your family with food.
Sure.
And not to get a lion heart for a trophy.
Yeah, that's wild to me. I've never understood that whatsoever.
A lot about that person to me. Oh, not 100%. A lot of good things about that particular person.
Well, when it's
into wild game hunting. And look, 100 years ago when Teddy Roosevelt was doing it, okay. But now look at our weapons that we have and the technology.
It's unfair.
Yeah.
The deck is stacked against these animals.
Yeah.
And then you like have this like this enclosure or something. Like there's nowhere for them to go either. And it's set up for you to just go out there.
Right.
Because you gave them a bajillion dollars or whatever. And you just go out there and take your pick.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
That's psycho.
I'm not tree hugger. I'm not PETA. I'm not this. I'm not that. But dang it.
Yeah.
Man, I'm all about fairness and underdogs.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll hug trees all day.
Right.
But I'll still eat a hamburger. I'm not quite to PETA level yet.
No.
Congress has passed a bill making daylight saving time permanent. We kind of talked about it at this time a little bit yesterday.
Right.
What I didn't know, because I was one when it happened, some folks might remember, but in 1974, old Tricky Dick said, yeah, we're not doing this time stuff anymore. And he locked in daylight saving time. And it was bad. Okay. It was bad.
Yeah.
Anthropology professor Kevin Berth, who lived through it as a student in Syracuse, recalled it was just pitch black, and it remained pitch black into the school day. And I think I saw there would be a point in the UP that in the depths of winter, it would be after 10 a.m.
Yeah,
before the sun rose.
That's not good for those kids, too, especially.
If we lived in a natural world where we didn't have 9-to-5s, it probably wouldn't mess with our circadian. We wouldn't maybe make these time adjustments in the first place.
Sure.
But now we live in a 9-to-5 world. If we set the sun and the clock now to 10 o'clock, how's that going to mess with our circadian rhythms? I mean, yours and I are messed up.
Right. It doesn't matter at this point. We're lost.
And I'm thinking about that because it's not fun sometimes.
Yeah. Go save yourselves, right?
Right. You don't want weird hours and weird sun and daylight.
We chose this.
Right. Experts also warn existing time zones would need restructuring as sunrises vary dramatically. Vary, like we just said, across all these. I don't know. Senate's looking at it right now. More people, I guess, are starting to speak up and go, you think it would be as easy as just making this law to be this way, but
maybe they should just keep it.
There is a reason why we are doing what we're doing, I guess. And sometimes we forget that we don't know that we don't know why things exist.
So you
the
got
way they are, they've already experienced all the bad and good that go with them and made these adjustments. I don't know. If you can understand.
You have to take the good with the bad sometimes, guys. I don't know.
You take the good.
You take the bad.
You take them both.
There you have.
The facts of life.
Facts of life.
So Avril Lavigne did perform at the nups of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, and she did Skater Boy.
No way.
ESPN sports commentator Pat McAfee attended the wedding and praised Lavigne's performance as awesome.
Man, they'll just invite anybody to that thing, won't they?
When I read this, I thought, was anything sacred to them?
Pat McAfee?
And I tried to imagine maybe them sitting there talking about, okay, now we've got this big day to plan, and how do you want to go about it? And the world seems to have put us over the top. Do you just want to go over the top?
The most
maybe
cringiest sports guy, like fraternity type person you've ever seen in your life on TV. Like, I can't stand the dude.
So I'm guessing that's because, you know, of Travis.
Oh, I'm sure.
Who was it else I saw a picture that I wish I would have found that story. Looked for it anyway. McAfee described a collaborative atmosphere during the event, with musicians calling each other up to join him after individual performances. Ice Spice collaborated with Swift on the song Karma. Tate McRae did one of Swift's songs, I guess, as well. Other performances included Stevie Nicks, Paul McCartney, we had already heard of. I messed up. I thought I saw yesterday a story that said, you know, here's this growing list of people that were finding out passed on the nuptials.
Mm-hmm. I want to see that whole list.
I do too. And they had a particular person's face on it. Why I didn't click on that and download it, I don't know. Because, you know, it hits me off and on. Sometimes I'm like, I want to know more. And then other times I'm like, I'm tired of hearing about it.
Yeah.
So maybe I was in one of those moments.
Well, I mean, how long has it been? Like, at least, was it a whole week now?
It's only been a week?
No, it's 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And we're still talking about it, too.
I thought he had more things to say, but it was an AI.
Who, Pat McAfee?
Yeah.
Oh, no, actually, we have a clip.
Okay.
That's what he said. It's crazy. Need to brush your teeth.
I don't know. Let's see. Maybe if I do this other thing. Hey, this just in. Julia Garner and Mark Foster of Foster the People are married.
No way!
I just learned that today. Apparently, they've been married for 6 years.
What?
And, they just filed for divorce.
That's wild.
And Julia Garner, you know, was from that show with Jason Bateman, Ozarks.
Oh, yeah.
And she don't know stuff about stuff, which I love that line so much.
That's wild.
Taylor's wedding. So, I mean, on one hand, that's kind of a bummer.
Right.
All right. People who did attend, this is how AI works. Oh, because I said did. Emma Stone was there. Did we know she was there?
No, but that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. A-listers who didn't attend the wedding due to schedule conflicts. And the very first thing that AI comes up with is Blake Lively.
Yeah.
AI, that's not why. Oh, it was Robert Pattinson. That's right. It was Robert Pattinson. I saw his face on that story.
What, was he filming a Batman, movie? Yeah. Duh. It's his franchise right now.
Yep.
Gotta be there.
Benny Blanco is opening up about the early days with Selena. He said, we kept our relationship private for a really long time, 8 or 9 months. And she asked me, are you sure you want to do this? I understand if you want to be just friends. And I said, you know what? Screw it. We're lucky because we both have friends and family that we've known since before all of this. And we're surrounded by a good group of people that we love. They were talking about tabloid trash, ripping them apart. Did he want that kind of scrutiny in his life if he was going to go public with her?
He immediately becomes more famous because he's with her.
Yeah. And then immediately the trolls just want to rip him apart because he's with her.
They're jealous. Yeah. They're jealous that these people are having a good life and they're not up to anything bad. You know what I mean? Like, these kids, I like these kids.
Yeah, they're all right. He said he would like to have more privacy, but it's part of the deal. Sam Neill, best known for Jurassic Park, died of pneumonia.
Oh.
And what's really, really bummer about the story is he had recently completed treatment for lymphoma.
Yeah.
And beat it successfully. And I mean, would you beat it unsuccessfully? But
sure.
Then it was pneumonia that got him in the long run. But he had recently completed 4 film projects that are going to be released soon. For fans, there's a movie called Nasty that's going to star Jenna Ortega and Rose Byrne. You're going to tell me what it's about? Nasty follows a gifted gymnast fighting for an Olympic team spot while clashing with her demanding coach. I guess Rose Byrne's probably going to play the coach.
I guess so.
Hal Williams, the veteran actor who was on Sanford and Son in 227, passed away Wednesday at his home in Rancho Mirage, California. He was 91.
Yeah, he played a police officer on Sanford and Son, right?
I think, yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. On the Rocks, Private Benjamin, The Waltons, Magnum P.I., Parks and Recreation. I mean, he had a decent...
We've seen him for years.
He has expanded season 1 of The Golden Life. Oh, I got excited to read that because I thought they were doing something with The Golden Girls.
What's The Golden Life?
Stuff with Candace Bushnell.
Who's Candace Bush? Where am I?
Oh, wait. Candace, I wanted to say it was Candace Bure Barone or something, but Candace Bushnell is the lady who wrote the books that inspired Sex and the City.
Oh.
The new reality series follows the original Real Housewives of New York City as they enjoyed life in Palm Beach. They must have retired.
Retired from what?
Being rich New York Jewish people.
It's such a tough life. Then we wish a happy birthday to Mary Jo Martin and Jennifer Wilson. Randy McDonald, happy birthday. Renee Fleming and Jennifer Marsh, celebrating along with Mike Gilbert and Cynthia Hall. Nevaeh Rourke and Jennifer Dunham, happy birthday. Lisa Strasser, Christy Richard, Susan Cantor, happy birthday. Amanda Williams is celebrating along with Shauna Griffin and Katie Koloff. Tracy Titler, happy birthday. Randy Nichols. Heather Brand Wakefield, happy birthday. Josh Michael is celebrating, along with Peyton Stuerwald and Taylor Jordan. Amy Boatwright, happy birthday. Donna Familias, happy birthday. Samantha Struppa and Trisha Martin also celebrating, along with Jessica Peck. And I hope you have a beautiful birthday today, no matter who you are, even if you're not on this list. Celebrities, dignitaries of the world, who's celebrating today?
Billy Lord is 34. Carrie Fisher's daughter, Debbie Reynolds' granddaughter, and Leia's trusted lieutenant in the new Star Wars trilogy. Who else?
And she's in a bunch of Ryan Murphy's things, too.
Oh, yeah, I see that now. Scream Queens, too. She's
American Horror Stories.
34. Carrie Hart, professional motocross racer, married to Pink.
Yeah.
51. Yeah, Alex Winter is 61. Are you kidding me? Bill S. Preston Esquire is 61.
Wow. Makes
of course
sense.
He is, right?
Makes sense, yeah.
Then
we're all getting older, Mickey.
The guy who made Survivor and Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader and The Apprentice, Mark Burnett, is 66. And did you know he's married to Roma Downey?
Yikes.
That seems like two opposites. Two opposites. David Hasselhoff is 74.
Don't hassle the Hoff.
Donald Sutherland was born on this day. Lost him in 24. So was Phyllis Diller, Diane Carroll.
Man, Phyllis Diller came up somewhere yesterday. Man, it's so weird. This weird world is so weird. Why would she come up out of nowhere, too?
Vince Guaraldi was born on this day. Lost him in 76, though. And James Cagney.
Is Vince Guaraldi, is that the dude that did the Peanuts theme?
Yeah.
Yeah.
109 years ago, in 1917, the British royal family's last name was changed. Oh, I thought that was going to go somewhere else.
Oh.
They used to be Saxe, Coburg, Gotha, and now they're Windsors.
Oh. It rolls off the tongue a little bit better.
1918, Tsar Nicholas II and the rest of the Russian royal family were executed by revolutionaries.
Isn't that wild? That was those kids.
You know what's really crazy? Is it was around 1918... And they had that revolution, the Russian Revolution.
World War One, right?
Around this time of year. The late 1700s, around this time of the year, is when the French rose up.
Yeah.
And the French Revolution. I'm just saying, Bill Winters. Or Alex Winter.
That's good.
Bill S. Preston, Esquire II. There are strange things afoot at the
Windsor Castle. That always freaked me out as a kid.
Even the castle here. Yeah, what about
when I was a kid and we were learning about that in high school or whatever, about all that stuff. And
the revolutionary?
They executed the whole family, like even the kids. Like, I don't know, that stuck in my head. Like, what do these kids do?
Oh, they've done plenty.
The
little kids.
Yeah.
Back then. Yeah, that part of it.
The Russian Tsar's kids.
Are you going to leave them with no parent?
That's messed up, yo.
It is. I'm sorry. Billie Holiday died from effects from her heroin addiction. She was only 44. It was 1959. She had 70 cents in the bank.
Yikes.
And $750 strapped to her leg.
Heroin is so stupid.
Jimi Hendrix dropped out as the opening act for the Monkees on this day in 1967.
Wouldn't you?
It was a bad mashup, but not explained well to the Monkees fans.
Right.
No, I wouldn't. Oh, if I was Jimi Hendrix? Yeah. I'd ditch out on the Monkees fans. Yeah, definitely. They have no idea what's going on with Jimi Hendrix.
Like, even if, like, you amplified all the Monkees, all four of them combined, Never. Their star would never be as bright as that.
And a pinky.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And they were good.
1984, Ronald Reagan signed the National Minimum Drinking Age Bill, raising it to 21. And I guess that's a good amount of things that happens on this day. As far as days of, it's Emoji Day today.
Sweet.
Soon we're going to be talking about the new emojis that are coming out later this year. It's also National Peach Ice Cream Day, Tattoo Day, Lottery Day. Those multi-state games have got huge jackpots right now. World Day for International Justice, Wrong Way Corrigan Day. What's that? What do you think Yellow Pig Day is? Any guess? Where'd my
Yellow Pig Day? I don't know. I know the Wrong Way Corrigan thing, though.
What is it?
It was a dude who was like, it had something to do with an airplane and a flight, and he was supposed to go somewhere or whatever, and he thought he was going on the way, the right path or
You're
whatever.
You're going the wrong way.
Yeah, and I think he was told that or something. He just kept going and then, like, had to turn around. Like, I can't remember all the details, but it had something to do with an airplane flight, like, back in the day.
How does he know which way we're going?
He didn't have a cell phone.
Right. No GPS.
Right.
No Waze. Yellow Pig Day is an unofficial whimsical holiday celebrated every July 17th and honors the number 17. Oh, come on. Good morning. Apparently, these are 16 habits that will make you richer in less than 1 year. 99% richer in less than 1 year.
Okay.
Ready to sit on a stack of cash? Because I don't think it's that kind of richer.
Oh.
It's the kind that makes you a better person. Say no more often to all the wasteful things that come into your life. You'll have a lot time, more time to accomplish what you want.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Love harder. Nobody makes it to the top of a career or financial ladder without the help of loved ones. Ensure that loving your family and friends is part of your everyday life. Make mistakes. Mistakes are an important part of success. In fact, studies have found that failure is an essential prerequisite to success, concluding that people who tried again after learning from their errors are more likely to achieve their goals. Or is it just an odds game? You keep trying it, and soon enough, it'll pay off.
Well, they say, what's the other thing, too, though? They say, like, it's doing the same thing over and over again or whatever.
And that's insanity.
Right.
You got to do something different if you want something different. Hey. Let's see. Plant metaphorical seeds. 1% of those seeds turn into 50% flower. So plant as many seeds as possible. Think of your mind as a garden, where whatever you plant will grow if you nurture it enough. What you plant into the universe will come back to you. These are ridiculous.
Yeah. It's pretty silly.
Be around people who are kind to you. I only want the buttholes.
Yeah.
That's what I seem to attract. Don't make excuses. Blaming others or certain situations can feel draining. If you blame others for your losses, you lose yourself somewhere. Similarly, complaining. What did you play? Denied. Similarly, complaining about your shortcomings does nothing for you. And don't give excuses for anything. Stop rushing yourself. Everyone has their own time frame in which they achieve success. Comparison is the thief of joy, is one of my favorite sayings. Ask questions. There are more questions than answers, but opportunities are often buried in those questions. Truly successful people looking to improve their financial and emotional wealth take time to ask questions any chance they can. Usually, 10 minutes after the meeting should have wrapped up, people are still asking questions.
Sure.
They're rich.
Yeah, how?
Write down 10 ideas every day. Who has 10 ideas?
Right. Who's got time for that?
Follow up. Many people are shy about responding to people, whether it's a call, text, or email, but rather than being lazy, most people who want to get things done respond within a day. I don't know. I got to psych myself up to make a phone call. If I got to call an office, it takes me 3 days.
Oh my gosh. The anxiety of it all.
And then following up is even worse. Solve difficult gratitude problems. If you can find a diamond in the mud, you're going to end up with a lot of diamonds in life. Yeah, I got to choose to have a great day. Some of that.
Yeah, I know. You got
to
try to
turn
things around.
Which I try to do that,
yeah.
But sometimes it can also start to become a little toxic.
We get the wear and tear sometimes of things, and it's just like this stuff constantly happens, or this is that, or the other thing. It's just like, man, I'm stuck in this rut because of these things.
Wait, what did I just say?
You're tired of it.
Yeah. Give 1% more each day.
I don't have another percent to give, all right, buddy?
Stay present in the moment. Only worry about right now. You're doing yourself a huge favor. There's something to say about worrying, because problem solving comes through worrying. If you're worrying about something that you'll absolutely have no power over, that's a waste of worry.
That's one thing.
But if you're worrying about how to get something accomplished or something paid or something taken care of,
if you're coming up with like solutions,
the ideas come in those worries.
If you're trying your best, but sometimes, you know.
I saw a meme that was viral recently that said, for somebody who worries all the time, you sure do figure it out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you think you get it figured out? Like I said, it's worrying about what you, the serenity prayer comes into mind. It's just what you can control, I guess. Sleep well. Sleep well. That's all you got to do.
That's just too easy.
Prioritize your health. That's all you got to do.
Okay.
And do one thing every day that you enjoyed as a kid. I'll vote for that one. I try to do that. I check in with her every once in a while. What's something that you want to do now that we're an adult? What's one of those things that you thought about as a kid? I can't wait when I'm adult.
Right.
I'm going to
do
blank.
I
hope it's not murder or anything that hurts people.
No. Never hurt anybody.
It's just the stuff that would, you know, benefit you. I like to swing. Although now that I've put some more back on, I don't necessarily trust the swings that are built for,
like,
you know, 70-pound kids.
Yeah, they're not the same either. Like, back in my day, they were like steel.
If I can find one of those swing sets, and there's some in the old parks in the town where I live. But then I start to think about, well, what if it's super rusty because it's so old?
Ah, yeah.
But they seem to be painted over a ton of times. And
sure. Some of those seats would break, I remember, when I was a kid, though. Like, they would, like those, you know what I'm saying?
Those flappy kind of U-shaped bendy seats. Yeah.
After a while, those get worn down. But, like, the structure itself and the chains and everything, that was solid.
Yeah. I can't jump out of those swings like I used to.
Oh, that was my favorite thing. Get as high as you can and just, like, you were flying. It was so fresh.
Yeah, it was great. Who's got knee problems now?
Just one. Just one knee problem.
Kevin,
that was an old wrestling, pro wrestling accident, though.
But I think it starts in our youth.
Yeah.
Because I remember those shin splint feeling things when I would land. And when I start running, when a zombie's chasing me, because that's why I run now.
Running.
I get those shin splints right away.
Sure.
I blame the swings, but I'll still swing.
I blame old age.
It's really fun. Yeah, that's what it is.
Here we are, Morning Gas. Hanging out on a finally Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining J-Rod and Mickey. 623.
I have no words.
Hey, I got one.
And play that big flat one. That's my word of the day. Do we got word of the day on that grid?
No,
oh, that's too bad. We don't have word of the day on that.
Oh, there's Boys in the Hood. You ever heard I Love Boys? You know, I did this one time. Not this version of it. Do you know Boys in the Hood by Eazy-E?
Mm-hmm.
I did a lip sync. Remember when lip sync battles
were
like a thing?
Yeah, that was a good time.
I did a contest one time, and I actually won.
Cool.
I did Boys in the Hood by Eazy-E.
Yeah.
Had a wig, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It was a blonde, curly wig, though.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's so funny, buddy. Okay. Our friends at Healthy Vibes Jackson, and I keep calling them Good Vibes, but that's what you get there.
Oh, yeah.
Because Elise is pretty cool. And what they're doing out there as well is pretty awesome. If you're not familiar with Healthy Vibes Jackson, they're located on Franklin Street, and they are doing things like energy bomb drinks and shakes and loaded coffees and refreshers and like protein snacks.
Like, it's
such
a
huge thing right now.
We tried it. It was the real deal too, man. Like, it was like a natural energy. Yeah. I felt a natural energy.
Yeah. And they're doing such fun flavor. Like, you see their drinks, and you're like, that is rainbow, and it's got chocolate swirls and nuggets on it. It can't be healthy.
And it tastes good, too.
But it tastes good, and it's good for you. We've got a $25 gift card to Healthy Vibes Jackson right now if you want to play some Smokey the Bear trivia. I learned some things about Smokey the Bear while I was trying to figure out what to do this morning.
Yeah.
And I just think that he's really adorable. Maybe you got a second to bring up a song called The Smokey Bear. Steve Nelson and Jack Rollins did a song in 1952 about Smokey the Bear.
They did one for Frosty the Snowman, too, apparently.
Oh, did they? They're the original AI.
Right. Oh, there's...
It's called Smokey the Bear. But apparently Smokey Bear is just Smokey Bear, and we call him Smokey the Bear because of this song.
So there's an Eddie Arnold one.
Is there?
But I don't see the other two.
Well, maybe they wrote the song and Eddie Arnold did it. They added the word the because they needed it for the rhythm and the phrasing.
Sure. But it's just Smokey Bear.
Okay. Yeah, right? That's the real name of the dude, Smokey Bear. It's not Smokey. Hi. I'm Smokey the Bear.
Well, duh.
I'm Smokey the Chicken.
I don't know what this... Is this it?
I don't know.
It says Smokey the Bear.
I don't know if I've ever heard it.
1952, Eddie Arnold.
Yes. Boy, it was a different time.
Pick it up.
Hey, get to the hook. And we don't even have hooks anymore. Okay, pick it up there, Eddie Arnold. And begin.
And now.
Now, young fellas, been having a lot of fun around here today, haven't you? It's called Smokey the Bear.
See, he went like, I just fast-forwarded a minute. Now he's finally getting into it.
With the ranger's hat and shovel and a pair of dungarees, you will find him in the forest always sniffing at the breeze. People stop and pay attention when he tells them to beware, 'cause everybody knows that he's the fire-preventing bear. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and
you see these people's faces.
Did it look like mine a couple minutes ago?
Exactly. No, they were like,
oh, they're digging it.
It was Glee, yeah. And then this guy's drawing him, and what a cool drawing that is, too.
Is he like on a variety show or some kind of...
He's out. He looks like he's at a campground with kids. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not trying to...
Yeah, I remember that skit from Saturday Night Live. Right. That's all I'm going to say.
Look, Mom, no hands. Oh, this is dumb. No, you've never...
There's not a thrash version of this anywhere.
These kids are so entertained.
You know, they're bringing back the Mickey Mouse Club. We'll talk about that next hour in the buzz. But yeah, so anyway, dude's even got an old song about him. It's not the best song, but no. He's got a song about him.
It's not the best song, but it's a song.
768-4448, true or false, Smokey Bear questions for you this morning. Two out of three will get you hooked up with one of those gift cards from our friend Elise over at Healthy Vibes Jackson.
Oh, people are excited to win.
All right.
768-4448. Were we taking a certain caller? Let's get into it then. Hey, K105.3, who are you?
Jamie.
Jamie?
Yes.
Jamie, how are you feeling today?
Feeling good.
You haven't had any lettuce problems, have you?
No.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's your smoke problems?
Well, it's outside.
And you don't have to go outside?
No, I'm going to stay indoors.
All right, so probably one, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to throw. Thanks for playing this morning.
Jamie's like, where are all these questions coming from?
I don't need this today. Questions about Smokey the Bear. We're going to give you true or false, two out of three. Let's see if you can do this. Smokey, true or false, was named after a real firefighter in New York City. True or false?
True.
Yeah. Smokey Joe Martin, a brave New York City firefighter who suffered severe burns and temporary blindness because he was rescuing people during a massive war fire in 1922.
Wow.
True or false, we didn't always have Smokey Bear. Bambi used to be...
Oh, yeah.
...the face of the U.S. Forest Service. True or false?
I would say true.
It is true. We didn't get Smokey until, like, 1950. And before that, there was a campaign in 1944 that featured Bambi.
Well, remember that horrible scene?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you ever see Bambi, Jamie?
I have seen Bambi, yes.
All right. Did you have your coffee yet, Jamie?
I've had Red Bull.
Do you have ADHD, Jamie? Did it bring you down?
Very much so. Very much so.
She's one of us.
All right, honey, we're going to get you hooked up with this gift card to Healthy Vibes Jackson. You did good. Got two out of three. Smokey Bear came to us as a real cub, actually, that was rescued out of a fire in New Mexico in like 1950. A three-month-old cub bear had climbed to a top of a tree and firefighters rescued him. And then the rest, as they say, is history. Hang on, Jamie. We'll get you hooked up.
One more fact about Smokey Bear. Everybody's favorite, Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
Did you know that he voiced Smokey the Bear for a period of time?
I read that. Was it in the 90s?
2008 to 2023.
Good.
And another crazy thing is,
yeah,
him and Smokey the Bear, Smokey Bear.
Yeah.
I guess maybe the idea, maybe, or I don't know if it was the bear itself.
Came from Sam Elliott's mustache?
Not quite. They share that birthday.
No.
August 9th, 1944, to the day.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, wow, then he voiced it?
Yeah, I love when little things like that happen in life. So much fake stuff in the world. Let's just keep adding to it, all right? I don't even know. Let's start, what one's more outrageous? A Palm Coast man in Florida, Palm Coast, Florida, his attempt to cheat a court-ordered drug test backfired spectacularly recently. James Shepard, 52, arrived for his urine screening, driving on a suspended license, already a probation violation, and was immediately arrested.
Yikes.
Deputies then discovered a homemade device strapped to his groin. It was a fake bladder filled with synthetic urine attached to a heating pad and a prosthetic penis. Boy, this guy had it all thought out. Till he didn't.
That's awesome.
During transport, a deputy moved Shepard's handcuffs to the front to ease a shoulder complaint. That's where he should have took the pain and bared it. Shepard used that opportunity to toss the device onto the patrol car floor. In-car video caught that, so his attorney can't even say somebody else left it behind.
Right. Red-handed. What's in your hand?
Red-handed. Sheriff Rick Stiley called Shepard a pea-brain dirtbag who flushed away a second chance. Shepard now faces probation violation, evidence tampering, fraud charges, and is held without bond. So, that's fraud. How is it fraud, not fraud, that 89% of our avocado oil products aren't even real?
That's ridiculous.
Researchers tested 74 products, including chips, mayonnaises, salad dressings, purchased from California stores and online. Among avocado oil chips, 93% failed. Every avocado oil dressing failed. Mayonnaise fared slightly better, but 71% flagged as inconsistent. Failing products chemically resembled cheaper substitutes like soybean or canola oil. One sample matched soybean oil entirely. There's no laws preventing any of this.
That's mislabeling.
Olive oil products held up a little better. I've heard of this before with olive oils. Like the real true stuff. Mm-hmm. It's more expensive than what a lot of us would spend on an oil. And so what we're buying is not the real thing.
It's worth it though,
How
right?
How can they? I'm just tired.
Yeah.
Of this kind of world.
Like they have to put, I think they have to put a label on there like they do with ice cream, like a dairy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where they make, it's not ice cream, it's something else.
Or
a dairy dessert or something.
You buy a fruit punch, but there's a big asterisk on it that says not real fruit juices.
Right.
Nothing saying not real avocado on these things. They're trying to, and people who are searching out avocado products aren't necessarily doing it because it's the most delicious thing out there. It's usually health reasons, and it's not like losing weight or anything. It's heart health. And
right. And you're sabotaging this because
I'm much too pure for this dirty world. Mm-hmm. It just infuriates me.
I was thinking of all the underhandedness everywhere you look.
It seems there's more of that than the good anymore.
It's everywhere.
If you've got something good that you can prove us wrong, please do.
768-4448.
Now back to the Morning Gas with J-Rod and Mickey.
Ooh.
Yikes. It'll get you right where it hurts.
Apparently, you were telling me this morning a little more information that they have about our lettuce diarrhea.
Yeah. Taylor Farms. That was the... It's a... company or something out of Mexico. That's where that lettuce and everything is coming from, where it's bad.
Yeah.
That's what's giving us the poo-doos.
So it's also probably that company that has Taylor Farms that supplies the shredded lettuce to restaurants.
100%. That is direct to Taco Bell.
Which you pointed out. Reminded you. I mean, Taco Bell last week, they're like, hey, we're going to stop serving lettuce now. You know, just because these things are going on.
Yeah.
And, it's probably just the best to everybody's interest.
Imagine
there's a little more to that than that.
Imagine Homer Simpson fading back into that bush. That's exactly what that was.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
I don't know if it's the first time that they've, I mean, any restaurant that deals with mass-produced produce, and it's not like they're getting the heads of lettuce up to them.
No.
It's the stuff that's already shredded, so the contaminated stuff's getting into everything when they shred it.
It's
because we came up with restaurants this morning that got done in because of things like this.
Chi-Chi's.
What was it at Chi-Chi's? Was it the
chives? I don't remember what it was. Some kind of E. coli
outbreak
or something, right? I can't. I don't even know specifically. I'm just shooting from the mouth. But, man, Chi-Chi's used to be awesome, too. If you were alive in the 80s, my gosh.
Oh, it was a great time.
That fried ice cream?
Theirs was a little more than lettuce diarrhea.
Was it?
It was hepatitis.
Oh, yeah.
Whoops.
That could be a problem.
Traced to contaminated raw green onions imported from Mexico. 650 people and 4 people died. So that's why
that's
not good. Chi-Chi's in. Then there was something about 2006 when I worked at the OG.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they had the same thing. The cyclospora outbreak in the summer. Oh, this says 2013.
Oh.
Taylor Farms from Mexico.
There you go. And that can't be regulated by the FDA, right?
Because they're in Mexico.
Right.
But I would think that those places would have something in place. Well, it happened in 2013, so not necessarily that they still get to check the food that comes in, don't they?
And they have some, like, Taylor Farms, too. Like, we love those. There's a million different kinds of salad kits, different kinds of combinations. We loved them. But for some reason, we haven't been eating them lately, and I'm glad we haven't been.
I know why you haven't been eating them. Because you've been eating your own greens out of your own garden.
And we do have our own greens.
2006, health officials linked an illness outbreak to OG Olive Garden in Indianapolis, norovirus. Arugula?
Arugula. I heard there was issues with arugula. I remember that.
And when I worked there, they changed their ingredients, arugula to something else, or from something else to arugula.
They were trying to...
I think that's what it was. Right. There was something to arugula, and then there was the arugula outbreak of 2006.
They were trying to be fancy with it or something. I don't know.
They were trying to get away from the lettuce diarrhea. Bunch of E. coli back then in 2006 is what was doing it. But anyway.
Disgusting.
Just don't eat lettuce.
Oh, man, that stinks.
Literally. All right, World Emoji Day today. There are 9 new emojis coming up for us this year.
Why do they keep coming up with them?
You know,
people only use a couple of them.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I guess
everybody's got their general set that they like to roll with. There's been times when I could picture the emoji in my brain and went to use whatever emoji and it wasn't there. And I'm like, I know I saw a lobster emoji.
Yeah. I know I've seen one too. There's not one?
I don't think there's a lobster
emoji. That's wild to me. I know I saw one.
Right. Lighthouse emoji.
Mm-hmm.
No lighthouse emoji.
Makes no sense.
But there is going to be now. So they've given us, now they're giving us the leftwards and rightwards thumb sign. If you use it with the right stuff, it can look like you're holding your thumbs up to yourself. Like, what's got two thumbs and uses all the emojis? This guy.
Clever.
An eraser, a pink rectangular eraser. The lighthouse I mentioned. A pickle.
Why not?
We already have eggplant. Come on. A meteor. It's like the comet, but they say it'll be more fire.
Oh.
A monarch butterfly. A net with a handle. And I think that might have been one I looked for sometime
ago. A net with a handle? Really?
Like a butterfly catching that.
Okay.
And a cracked smiling face, because they just keep giving us more ways to express our emotions with the little smiley face emojis.
Some of them are so similar, though. I don't get that.
Researchers from Poland and the Czech Republic have determined that cannibalism, this just in, cannibalism is bad for your health, okay? Sure, it's a social taboo. And if you don't know what cannibalism is, we're really in a...
Right, we got a problem.
We're in a pickle.
Right.
So these two mathematical people were modeling numbers to show that sustained cannibalism can trigger population collapse through disease transmission.
Yikes.
So you don't.
Duh.
You don't say.
Right. Well, think about all the bad stuff that everybody eats and stuff, too. Like, there's grass-fed cows, right? Like, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
You know
that they're not giving cows cows. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying, think about the crap that we eat. And if somebody was to come by and, like, make a meal out of us, like, you don't even want to know what I'm eating.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Like, we spend extra at the store when we want grass-fed beef, so we know that its diet is good and it'll be tasty.
It's going to be a great meal, right? It's going to be a great cut.
I just, I didn't get into the details about it because I'm wondering if I'm not doing it to myself, but there's stuff happening with our muscle composition, specifically in our thigh region with this Americanized processed food diet that a lot of us are turned on to. It's actually marbling our meat in our thighs like Wagyu beef.
Maybe it's good then. Maybe we are tasty. I don't want to find out.
But it's from a high carbohydrate processed diet. All right. So we asked the story this morning if you have a bug story. Mm-hmm. And I just learned there was a third kind of centipede when I went into my room last week and getting ready for work in the middle of the night. And I thought, man, that's the biggest earwig I ever saw.
Yuck.
And it turned out it was a centipede.
And what did you do?
I started to panic, and when I left the room to go find something to deal with it, I came back. He was gone.
Oh.
But I'm the type of ADHD person that has piles of clothes in my my bedroom. No, I don't want to go through them.
See, I'm the first person. I would have grabbed a lamp or something and wouldn't even cared at that moment and just
I can't squish a centipede as much as I want to because, I'm just thinking about it.
Yeah, but I don't want it being around me. I don't want it... I'm sorry. I don't want to kill anything.
And then to
see
a millipede-type centipede was really disgusting. There's a news reporter. Where was she? Southern California. Okay, because the call letters are KTLA. She was covering the heat wave there when a flying cockroach landed on her chest, doing the live shot.
Ugh.
The giant insect climbed around her neck and even hopped onto her microphone before it flew away. The best part is she is a consummate professional. Her name's Rachel Mentioff, and she didn't flinch for a second.
No, sold it.
Until she wrapped it up. I'm Kate blah, blah, blah reporting. And that, like that, she started flailing around. You can see the footage. It's gone viral. Brushing it off her shirt, trying to get it away from her. That's her bug story. Hey, in all this heat, if your phone gets hot this summer and you think, I'll just put it in the fridge.
Don't do that.
To cool it down. Now, why do you suppose you shouldn't do that?
Well, I would think because it's already hot, right?
Yeah.
And then you put it in the freezer or the fridge, and then there's like
condensation.
And it's going to mess up your insides of your phone.
That's what an electronics repair shop says. They're seeing a surge of phones and tablets with moisture damage because people are trying to beat the heat, putting them in the freezer.
Just leave it be and have some patience in your life. Pick up a book. I don't know.
Right, it's probably hot because you're on it too much. Says person with experience.
Right.
Got our news headlines and our final buzz coming up on K105.3. John Mellencamp had a big show last night at Pine Knob until he didn't because it got canceled because of the smoking. Not his smoking, the Canadian wildfires.
But he's been known.
So for a minute we thought, it's just John Mellencamp's in the area. But no, it was the smoke from the wildfires.
It's a John Mellencamp show. It's normal. He's over there. With 5 cartons.
Right at one time.
I can't get enough of these cigarettes.
I feel bad for my friend who went and saw Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah.
2 nights ago, and that got cut short because of the fires. She had tickets to go tomorrow, or last night to that show.
John Mellencamp?
Yeah.
Oh.
And next Saturday, we're going to see Jack White together, and that's at Pine Knob.
Oh, no.
And I don't know. It's not like this... They're putting these fires out quick.
Oh, you should be excited about that show. I'm sure you are, but
totally.
I've heard all kinds of stuff about what they're doing and things like.
He's never played Pine Knob before. They start at 2:30. The lawn sold out. We should probably get to the lawn at 2:30.
Like it's almost like a festival type feel.
It's gonna be. He's added, a second stage and like a cantina thing out to the parking lot. I'm so excited.
Fresh!
But it probably won't happen. Thanks, Canada wildfires. I don't know. We'll see. Mark Hamill's original screen Original screen used Luke Skywalker lightsaber, just sold for $3.75 million at an auction.
Jeez.
The prop wielded during the iconic "I am your father" confrontation with Darth Vader was thought to maybe bring in $1 or $2 million, but there's nerds out there with a lot of money.
Isn't that even crazy, too? Like, it's not even like a real lifesaver. It's just like a piece of plastic or whatever it may be.
But it was the one that he used on screen. There's a ton of them
that
maybe they just used in like rehearsal or whatever.
But I don't get it at the same time.
Look, he's not like a giant, stretchy, rubber armed toy guy.
Shouldn't it work, though?
Yeah, it should. You think there's anybody who got married out there that are both Star Wars nerds that had a lightsaber fight instead of, like, their first dance?
Oh, I've seen video of it.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen video. I've never been there. But I've seen people do Star Wars-type things at weddings, but never the lightsaber battle in person.
I need to do that. So I really thought this was
get married or have a lightsaber battle?
Both.
All right.
Wait, what did I say I wanted to see? I don't know. People want to get married, that's on them. I thought this was clickbait, but it's true. There's the lineup for Special Forces, that show on Fox that came out a year or so ago. Special Forces, World's Toughest Test. It's going to premiere on September 24th, and this year it's going to feature Ruby Rose, Candace Cameron Burr, George Santos. He's a political figure that you don't even want to know if you don't know. Yeah. Let's see. Bunch of names I don't know.
This is the show where they like take these people up into helicopters and drop them off into the middle of the ocean and tell them to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, like, do all kinds of wild. Like,
you're a Navy SEALs now for TV.
And they want Gypsy Rose to do that stuff?
No, Ruby Rose.
Oh, Ruby Rose. I thought you said Gypsy Rose. I'm like, oh my gosh.
She'll be next year.
You're right.
Just wait. Brandy Glanville, Oliver Hudson. That's where he's at in his career.
Oh, Lord.
Although, on one hand, I do see him maybe being the type of guy that just wants to challenge himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of other people I don't know, but I probably would know if I saw him their face. Anyway, the season takes place in a Malaysian jungle where contestants face extreme challenges, including a search of an underground bunker, a supply retrieval suspended 300 feet above the jungle floor, and an enduring chemical gassing.
Yeah, because DJ Tanner from Full House is totally going to pull this one off. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I found the stuff, guys.
Why are they doing this?
ABC Audio has confirmed that Disney Plus has ordered a pilot for a reboot of the legendary Mickey Mouse Club. Now, that first aired in the 50s. Mm-hmm. They brought it back in the 70s. Then we've got 89 to 96. And, of course, people like JT and JC.
Brittany, too, right?
Christina, yeah. Brittany, Kerry Russell was on there, too. Even Ryan Gosling. The pilot will be executive produced by Ben Winston. He's done the Grammy Awards, Carpool Karaoke, The Late Late Show. All right. So we'll see if it holds up and they can keep it up to today's standards. Riot Fest is coming up. It's a big 3-day festival in September in Chicago. Fest. It's like punk alternative.
St. Clown Posse.
Metal.
Be there too.
Yeah.
They're not any of those things.
William Shatner is going to be there with his band, which it's called, I forget.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about it yesterday. This is his performance writer. A dressing room called Shatner's Shag Shack.
Well, yeah, they have like a sign or something for him? Oh, my gosh. Get out of here. I'd write it on a piece of paper.
Since they're in Chicago, 4 feet of Polish sausage.
What are you going to do with all that sausage?
I don't know if you want to know. A Montreal Canadiens hockey sweater signed by John Stamos. 8 pallets of Faygo.
Really?
Specifically not to be shared with ICP.
Ooh, you better watch out, bro.
1 pair of socks, 1 pair of underwear, an assortment of adoptable puppies from a reputable nonprofit shelter. A bowl of sauerkraut ready to eat, and a bowl of flowers in a vase, and why this jerk would want to expose puppies to a metal festival. You know what I mean?
Their ears, their sensitive hearing, come on. That's for you, Shatner.
And their anxieties, anyway.
And you won't share your Faygo with ICP? Get the hell out of here, man.
Right. It's like he put that together just to test people and to piss people off.
Oh, sure. Rage bait.
This weekend with smoky wildfires and whatnot, if you're somebody who's inclined to take the advice of health officials and Stay In, Dancing with the Stars, The Next Pro. It's a spinoff series. Hits Hulu and ABC. Apple TV has Lucky. Anya Taylor-Joy stars in a new crime drama series that's co-created by Reese Witherspoon. Ride or Die, Octavia Spencer and Hannah Waddingham star as besties on the run in this new action series on Prime. Heartstopper Forever on Netflix, the beloved series, is wrapped up in this film that concludes the show's story.
I never heard of it.
Me either. The Hawk, that movie with Will Ferrell, who stars as a pro golfer set to revitalize his career.
I like that dude, but I don't know if that looks good.
It's a comedy series. Oh. So it's not even just 90 minutes.
Yeah, I like that dude, but yeah. In doses, it's the same time.
Sure. And The Odyssey is a movie theater. As Christopher Nolan directs this adaptation of Homer's epic poem, starring Matt Damon as Odysseus.
Why can't that be at home?
It will be eventually.
Yeah, well, not this weekend.
It's supposed to be a big, huge IMAX blockbuster, and I just learned yesterday that the only IMAX screen in the state of Michigan showing it is in Grand Rapids.
That's wild. That's supposed to be a huge blockbuster deal.
And I read a ton of the IMAX already pre-sale tickets had sold out, so it's much anticipated.
Wow.
So, whatever.
It's the Morning Gas with J-Rod and Mickey. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.